The Twilight movie is going to make a ton of money, even though it doesn't feature Hollywood's trend of the year, 3D. Studios are demanding that more and more live-action movies be shot in 3D. As NPR's Neda Ulubi reports, that means even the most experienced filmmakers are having to learn a whole new set of technical skills.
We're ready, Dave. Okay,
here we go. Ready?
On a dimly lit soundstage at the Sony studio backlot, about 30 cinematographers and camera operators are practicing a kind of filmmaking most of them have never done before.
I was trying to, keep it on his chest there, but then have his head kind of pop off the screen.
This free 3-day boot camp is the brainchild of Buzz Hayes, who runs Sony's 3D Technology Center. He says 3D is not a trend.
It's been relegated to the gimmick bin for far too long. But for those of us who have been working in 3D for a while, we realize that there's a certain truth to a 3D image, that if it's treated well, you can actually really engage an audience in a way that you could never do in two dimensions.
He says in the movie Beowulf, for example, characters become more three-dimensional as they rise in power. And there was that awesome dragon exploding out of a cave. But the boot camp begins with serious lectures.
So we have to use convergence to take the depth that we've decided upon with our interaxial control and slide it back into the display surface.
Convergence, so interaxial, like interocular. The cinematographers and camera people are gearheads game to master this technology, but they do have some reservations.
It's cumbersome. I'm sure we'll get used to it.
Camera assistant Jamie Fells is tiny, and she's not convinced the payoff of switching to a hulking 3D camera that looks like a small tank is worth it.
I personally don't care about seeing a 3D movie. I'm not a 14-year-old boy.
But Fells is about to make a movie that may appeal to one. Harold and Kumar in 3D. Before the shoot in Michigan, the film's entire camera crew is here at 3D boot camp.
The rig that we'll be using in Detroit is 140 pounds. Four people have to carry it.
This is a huge concern for cinematographers because we fought so long to get our cameras to a point where you could hide them in places, you could carry them, you could place them in objects where the cameras never went before.
That's Rodney Charters, the longtime cinematographer for TV's 24, a show he says would never have worked in 3D because the camera had to be nimble enough to follow the star.
We were with Kiefer the whole time because of the physicality of the camera, and that's all gone now.
Gone, thanks largely to one movie, Avatar. Before Avatar, the most cutting-edge 3D films were animated. Now everyone from Martin Scorsese to Werner Herzog is making live-action 3D. Avatar completely changed the ambitions of directors, studios, and eager young film students. Perry Hoberman teaches at USC's School of Cinematic Arts, where demand for 3D training has skyrocketed.
A year ago, it was mostly animation students, but now, especially since Avatar, the production students, who are much more interested in live action, are really gunning to go.
So have you added faculty to help meet the demand?
We haven't added faculty yet. We hope to.
It's hard, says Perry, to hire people to teach 3D when so few can actually do it.
I mean, there are a few people who are very, very experienced, but by and large, the industry doesn't have the kind of accumulative knowledge of making film after film after film after film.
And that is what Sony wants to change with its 3D boot camps. Buzz Hayes, the director of Sony's 3D Tech Center, says they're free for a reason.
The payback for us is eventually someone will either do a Sony picture or they'll work with Sony equipment or they'll buy a Sony Bravia. That's really the payback for us.
And as 3D televisions begin to hit the market, it's in Sony's best interest to ensure directors and cinematographers can produce content to fill them.
Focus is starting near, and as soon as Bagman gets up, it pushes far.
Right now, they're practicing with a scene where an actor steals a homeless guy's bag. Over and over, the same wordless scene gets shot and reshot. One time, everyone goes wild with approval. I assumed some fancy 3D tech trick had been pulled off with great skill, but no. Cinematographer Rodney Charter said what killed was the performance.
He kicked him in the guts and ran off. And the actors, it's always about the actors, and we're just there to film what they do.
No matter how many dimensions, if it's not entertaining, no one will watch it. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.